Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
What's good? My name is Chris Styles. This is Trapping Anonymous. Welcome back. Welcome back. Thank you for everybody that has been subscribing, supporting, and just sharing our content. I feel like lately we've really been blowing up, and it's just things that people really want to hear. So, you know, if you guys got any things that you want us to speak about or any interviews that you think that we should do, let me know. Check in that Apple Podcast, please, the audios. If you can't sit back and watch the videos, you can always go to those Apple Podcasts and get those audios as well so that you can download it, listen to it on the train or whatever. Today, we have a very, very special guest with us, as always, but this one in particular, I've been waiting six, seven months for this interview. I think that is something that we don't get to speak about a lot or hear a lot from people that are even willing to talk about these types of things. So please sit back, relax, enjoy. Do remember that the stories that you hear do not necessarily reflect real life. They're here to entertain. They're here to educate and hopefully keep your little homie off the streets. My name is Chris Styles. This is 100%. Let's get it. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
I usually jump right into the interviews. I don't like to take the scenic route, as I like to say. How did you ruin your marriage?
Infidelity. I will say that is the simplest way to put it.
Infidelity. Mm-hmm. I feel like the narrative is always the man cheats.
Yes.
The man messed up. We were having a conversation off camera, and you was just like, everybody that you talk to says, well, what did he do?
Yeah.
What do you feel about that narrative?
Yeah. I think people automatically go to the man being the problem. So when I say, you know, I'm divorced, whatever, they're like, oh, God, what did he do? Oh, good for you. You can do better. You know, and it's like, oh, it was me, actually. Mm. It wasn't him.
How was your marriage? Was this like a tumultuous relationship that you had? If you could give me just a little backstory about like how the dynamic of the relationship was.
So we met when I was about 19, and he became my best friend. Mm. We decided to get married a few years later. We got married very young. I was about 23 at the time. Got married very young, and he was amazing. He was a great provider. He was a good friend, and things were good. We had a baby. Things were good until they weren't.
And why weren't they?
Well, before when we met, I was 130 pounds heavier. So I lost 130 pounds and kind of lost my mind, so to speak.
But you lost 130 pounds in the relationship?
In the relationship. When we got married, I was 320 pounds at my heaviest. And lost the weight and kind of went south.
Was this the first time that you've ever been slimmer and like?
Yes. All my life I've been a fat girl. Mm. So this was the first time that I actually got to be the it girl, so to speak, you know.
And what about your husband?
What about him? You mean like?
Weight wise, was he?
Oh, well, he was a bigger guy, but not, it wasn't too crazy at the time. He was a bigger guy. But he loved me big. He never complained. He always complimented me, treated me like I was beautiful, but I didn't feel beautiful. So I went ahead with the weight loss.
There's a narrative about big women, right? One of the narratives that I hear is that big women know how to treat a man, right? It's sort of because, I don't know, like maybe the world isn't at their feet. Yeah. Maybe they do have to be humble and display humility to have people like them or be into them or, you know, sort of. So from the big girl perspective, can you speak to that?
Well, not really, because he was obsessed with me. I mean, when I say in a healthy way, he loved me deeply. And he and I never felt like I had to do a lot to keep him around. He always wanted to be around.
Right. So maybe not with him, but I mean, like in other relationships that you've had in the past, or men that you've been around in the past, or been with, whatever.
Okay. So like, I hadn't had many relationships, but a few that I did have. I don't know. I felt like the fat girl.
Right.
Yeah. And so.
Do you feel like you have to be extra nice?
I didn't feel like I had to be extra nice, but I felt like I had to go above and beyond with like fashion or my hair. I always had to be, everything had to be in place.
Right.
If I was going to be fat, I was going to be fat and fly.
So he worshiped the ground you walked on.
Mm-hmm.
What made you lose the weight?
I was just tired of feeling that way. Right. I was tired of feeling how I felt. So I wanted to get it done.
I was speaking to someone that used to be fat and they're a fitness person now.
Mm-hmm.
And which one of the things she said to me was, there's not a fat person that isn't depressed.
I can agree with that. I was very depressed when I was at that weight. Very. Even throughout my marriage. And even my ex-husband would reassure me and tell me, you're beautiful, don't worry. I still felt bad within myself.
So he watches you lose this weight. But he loved you for who you were.
Yeah.
But you didn't love you for who you were.
Exactly.
Does he not diet with you? Does he not go to the gym with you? Does he not want to do all those things? Or he just sort of like...
He just supported me.
Right.
He was kind of comfortable where he was, and his main focus was just me and supporting me.
So his main focus was assisting you.
Yes.
And just supporting you and being there for you.
Yes. Absolutely.
So where did it go wrong? When you lost that weight, you looked in the mirror and then you were just like, hold on. Do you think that he could have married that girl that lost 130 pounds?
Honestly, probably not.
Or that he would even want to.
Oh, I look pretty amazing, so he probably would have wanted to. But I don't think he could have. Now thinking back, I don't think so.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Do you think that he felt that when he looked at you?
I think that he felt betrayal. How could you do this and I met you at this weight? How could you lose this weight and just totally change when I met you at this weight?
You think that he felt betrayal?
I think that he did, because he supported me. He was there for me when I was 320 pounds. But then when I lost the weight, I was different. My behaviors were different.
What do you mean?
I dressed differently. I wore more fitting clothes. I started to go out a lot more with my girlfriends, more than ever.
Mm.
I started getting a lot of attention, a lot more attention from men. And I didn't know how to handle it.
Mm.
I just couldn't handle it.
I think about two different mentalities, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think about the girl that gets the BBL.
Mm-hmm.
One day, I don't know, let's say she has an undesirable body.
Mm-hmm.
The next day, she's the most desirable woman in the world.
Mm-hmm.
There's a mentality that goes into that, right?
Yes.
Because in your mind, you're still that girl before the body. You can't just change that overnight.
Right.
But when you lose the weight and you put in the work for the weight to be gone, I feel like the mentality is sort of gradual. And you sort of become that person in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that?
Well, let me correct you. So I had weight loss surgery. So I didn't put in as much work. It's kind of similar to getting a BBL. You go in one day and you don't have a desirable body. Mm. And then you come out and you do. With weight loss surgery, it's gradual, but it's kind of quick when you lose the weight. You lose the weight pretty quickly. I lost 100 pounds in 6 months. So it was quick.
What kind of surgery was this?
The sleeve, gastric sleeve.
Okay. And
yeah.
They just.
So they make your stomach smaller so you can consume less.
I've heard about this.
Yeah.
I've heard about
Very
this.
Old surgery. Yeah. Everybody's getting it now. Everybody and their mama. Everybody.
Okay. So you going out, you hanging out more.
Yeah.
Does he say something to you?
At first, he kind of let it slide. Mm-hmm. He stayed at home with the baby. I had a 1-year-old at the time.
Wow.
And he stayed at home with the baby, and he kind of let me do my thing. Yeah, at first.
And then it was like, all right.
And then he was like, okay, do you have to go out every weekend?
Oh, he was out every weekend.
And during the week sometimes.
So you're meeting men?
Well, no, not at first. So I was getting a lot of attention from men.
Right.
But at first, that was all it was. Mm-hmm. It was nothing any more than that. Just the attention. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bring me to the day you cheated for the first time.
So met a guy at work and we started to become friends. He was very flirtatious, gave me a lot of attention. I had just had a baby. I was about a year postpartum. Mm. And I was feeling, I mean, the weight was gone, but I was still feeling bad. I was feeling bored and frumpy. Mm. And I just wanted some excitement. And he and I became friends. And it was innocent at first. And then it gradually started to progress into something a little more inappropriate each day. You know, I worked with this guy.
Work husband.
I had to see him.
Yeah.
You know, he would walk me to my car if it was too dark at night, whatever. And we began to talk on the phone. It was over after that.
The phone.
The phone. We started talking. We became friends. And it was like, well, let's go out for a drink. I'm like, okay, cool. So then now I'm lying to my husband saying I'm going out with the girls when really I'm going to meet him. And it just gradually worked itself up from there. And I was just so enamored with this person and his personality and his charisma. Mm. And he wasn't boring. And I was excited to go to work. Mm. You know, it was crazy. It was crazy.
Wow. Oh, man. Like, you experiencing that, it was such a new feeling.
Yes, very new. I had never felt that way before in my life. Ever. Like the excitement, the what I thought at the time was love. I had never felt that before, ever. I have never felt so more desired in my life, ever. And even though my husband, he was very uplifting, you're beautiful, you're this, but this was different. This was, not only did he tell me I was beautiful, but I actually felt it too. Mm. You know, when my husband would tell me, I'd be like, oh, whatever, you're supposed to say that. Mm-hmm. But when this guy, it was just different.
It was just different.
It was just different.
Even the way I hear you speak about it, you know.
Yeah.
I could tell that it sort of brings you back to that very feeling.
Intense. And it's very intense.
Very intense.
Yeah.
So you're out for a drink. You have a drink. Mm-hmm. It goes too far.
Way too far. We started talking every single day, meeting before work, staying late after work, and it just progressed from there.
Where did y'all have sex at?
Oh, wow. At a hotel for the first time.
Okay.
Yeah. At a hotel.
You set it up like, all right, this is going to happen.
Well, he set it up. We talked about it a lot. I was very scared because I had never stepped out in my relationship ever. Mm. So I was very, very scared. But I was willing to take the risk because that's how intense the relationship between us had got.
It's interesting that you said I never stepped out in my relationship, but you were emotionally stepping out of your relationship and how we don't sort of factor that into like the cheating aspect, and which is probably the more dangerous thing that we could be doing, right?
Yeah. It's like, but I meant before him.
Yeah,
before him,
no.
I had never emotionally, I wasn't talking to anybody.
Yeah.
Never. Mm-hmm. When I met him, that's when it all started. The emotional cheating and then the physical cheating.
Right.
Yeah.
After that hotel, we call it Pandora's box, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah.
once you open it, it's impossible to close.
Impossible.
It's impossible. Once you open that up.
Yep.
What was the difference in being at home? What was the energy like when you went back home? What you now, like we said, we've uncovered it.
Yeah.
The forbidden. Some things are left off limits because God knows we cannot cut it off.
Can't handle it.
Right. So what was that dynamic like when you come back home and nobody knows? And it's still your secret.
Well, it was exciting because it was a secret.
Mm-hmm.
But when I came home, I loathed coming home. I did not want to come home. I wanted to be in that excitement, that euphoria forever. Mm. I hated coming home. Mm. So it was hard. I lived a double life. I was a different person at work and with him, and I was a different person at home with my baby and with my ex-husband. It was hard. It was very exhausting, but it was so exciting and enchanting, and I did not want to stop. It became an addiction.
Was sleeping with your husband difficult?
Very.
Why?
Because I only wanted the other guy.
Wow.
I was so in love. I thought I was in love. I was, you know, my random, crazy, mixed up depiction of love. That's what I felt at the time. And I didn't want anybody but him. Nobody.
And at this time, is this other guy married?
He was. I didn't know at the time. I just thought he had a living girlfriend. But it turns out that was his wife.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you find it easier to cheat with somebody that was with somebody? Or did you not care? You was just so enamored by this one individual?
Well, I didn't care. So enamored. Mm-hmm. It wasn't his wife, so I thought I was okay. I'm like, whatever, it's just your baby mama, who cares? Mm-hmm. But I was a little jealous because there were times I wanted to be with him and I couldn't because he had someone else. I had way more freedom than him.
And that's the thing.
Way more.
You do this thing, mm-hmm. right? And I'm obviously not yours and you're not mine. Mm-hmm. But
no,
I don't
he
want
was
you...
mine. He was mine. I'm sorry, honey. He was mine at the time. So I thought, right? I was going crazy, nearly lost it. He was mine at the time.
So when you found out this is actually his wife, how do you feel? Does your feelings change? Does your disposition change? Like, or do you just like, you know what, I don't give a fuck?
Well, actually, I didn't find out until it was over between him and I.
Oh.
But it crushed me, even after the fact. It crushed me. Because I felt like he lied. Like, how could you lie to me? We don't lie here. Mm. You know, we tell each other everything. How could you lie? Mm. So I felt betrayed. But it was over by that point, so it was nothing.
The height of your infidelity. Mm-hmm. The height. What was that? What was the regular day like?
Oh, it was euphoria. It was talking to him and texting him all day. It was getting in trouble at work because I'm in my phone all day. It was lying, figuring out how I'm going to lie to get out of the house this evening because I got to get to this man. We're going out. I don't care what it is. I got to go. Mm. So at the height of my infidelity, it was just euphoric. Mm. It was euphoric. That's the only way I can describe it.
Mm. Damn. I see you go back to that place. It's very interesting to watch.
Yeah.
How did your husband find out?
I confessed.
Yeah. Wow. You confessed.
I confessed. I couldn't sleep. My conscience was eating me alive, and I was exhausted from all the lies. And I had to be one person at work, one person with him, one person at church.
It's too much.
It was too much. I couldn't talk to anybody about it.
And this is after how long?
Maybe like 18 months or so.
Wow. That's a long time.
Yeah.
To be that connected to someone else.
Yeah. Yeah.
And be doing this secret with someone else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Y'all was fucking on the job.
Yeah.
Y'all was fucking on the job.
I mean, yeah. We have. It has happened. It did happen a couple times.
No,
but most of the time, it was set up for hotel stays.
Yeah, no, I'm being messy. Sorry.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, that's a long time to be, let alone, not just fucking, but just talking to somebody for 18 months.
I was exhausted. Yeah. I was exhausted. It became very messy between me and the other guy because I wanted his time. Mm. And he knew what it was.
Yeah, man.
I didn't know what it was. I mean, I knew, but I didn't want to accept it.
Yeah.
I thought that the relationship that we had was so powerful that I could change his mind.
You know what's crazy? I heard this like one, I don't know if it's a quote, but it was just like, you never hear the story about the side dude, right?
Yeah.
Like, the side dude never comes out like,
yeah,
it was me.
Yeah, but you hear a lot of side chicks.
Because maybe women get that emotional attachment that men sort of can just disconnect from.
Yeah.
You think
Unfortunately.
That?
I don't think he disconnected that easy, but way easier than myself. Mm-hmm. He knew what it was. He was more logical about it than I was. Mm-hmm. I was ready to leave my baby, leave my family. This was nice. I love y'all. I see y'all on the weekend. I wanted to be with him at all costs.
You was ready to leave your kid?
When I say leave my kid, I mean, here, Dad, you can have her. I'll see y'all on the weekend. If this don't work out, she's yours. Just let me be happy with him.
Oh,
at the time,
shit.
Looking back on that now, I'm like, ugh, it's cringy. It is cringy, but I was gone. My mind was gone.
Yeah.
At the time.
Yeah.
I was really in love, so I thought.
But the euphoria that you described earlier, mm-hmm. it can't be manufactured, you know?
I had never felt that way before, ever.
So you tell him, what does he say? How do you tell him? What?
Well,
I know you went back and forth in your mind about probing. It a couple of times.
He had been probing. Okay. And I went back and forth in my mind about it. I talked to a therapist about it because it was haunting me.
Of course.
I talked to my therapist about it. I had talked to my mom about it. And I talked to my pastor about it. Hmm. I was going crazy. I couldn't have this guy, but I couldn't stop what we were doing. And I was just completely bored with my relationship at home. Mm. I just wanted to be done. I wanted, in my mind, I wanted to tell him what I had done. I wanted him to leave me and so I could be with this guy. That's what the plan was at first.
Isn't that
I had to work through that.
Yeah.
Definitely not what happened.
Hell no.
Heck no. Definitely not what happened. So, yeah.
So you tell him, what was the conversation like?
So I had went out and he had got a hold of one of my books. And I alluded to something in one of my little journals about a exciting night that I had out. Didn't use any names, but he put two and two together and he's like, what's going on?
Hmm.
And
he invaded your privacy.
He invaded my privacy and he was just rambling. He knew something was going on, but he couldn't catch me. He couldn't put his finger on it. I had all types of locks on my phone. He could not figure it out.
Right.
I was sneaking out. I was doing this, doing that, saying I was with my girlfriend, saying I was going here, lying to this man, essentially. And so he started to probe mm-hmm. around the house mm-hmm. for weeks. Mm. And he was questioning me, and it was just getting on my nerves, and I was becoming more and more anxious. I said, look, this is what it is.
That must have felt good. Just to finally get it off of your chest.
Just to get it off my chest. Yeah, it felt good. But the pain that I saw in his eyes, that didn't feel good. Because that was my best friend. Mm. That was my best friend. And that didn't feel good. Mm. He was so discombobulated when I told him. He was very upset. He took a walk. It was about 4 o'clock in the morning because I was out. Why are you out at 4 o'clock in the morning? I'm somebody's wife and mama, got the little baby at home. I was out. When I came in, he was up waiting and we talked about this little thing he read in the book. I let it go. I couldn't hold it anymore. I was sick. It was making me sick, literally.
Discombobulated how?
He has so many questions. Mm. He has so many questions. Is this where you were on this day? Mm-hmm. Is this what you did when you say you were this person?
You replay every conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it was bad.
And at this point, you're just being brutally honest.
I was being honest.
Well, you were still trying to...
I was tiptoeing.
Right.
Because I was like, I don't know what this man is going to do to me. Right. I mean, I know him.
Right.
But people, you never know. People snap. And so, I was holding my baby because I'm like, he ain't going to kill me with the baby in my hand. I hope. So I was holding the baby. And, you know, she didn't know. She's 1 year old. She's 2 years old at the time.
Yeah.
She didn't know what was going on. And so I'm holding the baby and I'm just telling him things slowly. Not everything, mm-hmm. but some things.
Mm-hmm.
And it was hard for him.
He comes back in the house and then what?
He's like, I'm moving. I'm leaving. I'm going to live with my brother. I need to stay there for a couple days, a couple months. I don't know. I got to get out of here.
This might sound like a weird question, mm-hmm. but was a part of you relieved when he was?
Yes, because I'm like, I get to be with my boyfriend now.
Oh, shit.
So a part of me was relieved, I didn't know what it entailed to have my helpmate gone. So I asked him not to leave because I showed, you know, I wanted to show him that I was, you know.
Yeah.
But a part of me was like, okay, well, I get to talk on my phone all night like I really want to.
I don't got
to
hide.
I don't got to hide. I ain't got to go in the bathroom texting all night. You know, I ain't got to make up something to get out the house.
And now your boyfriend is like, hold on, what you doing?
Yeah. He's like, I hope this is not for me. And I'm like,
oh, shit.
No, it's not for you, but.
But it's a little convenient.
It's convenient, but, you know, he's like, well, I still have my kids, and, you know, I still have my girl. He wouldn't call her his wife. You know, I still have my girl, my kids.
Basically telling you don't get it fucked up.
Yeah. In other words, yeah.
You know what, you knew what this was.
Yep.
You let it go too far.
Yeah. You knew what this was. You couldn't handle it.
What do you feel about that?
I mean, he was right, and I knew he was right, but I didn't want to admit that. I didn't want to give in to that.
Mm.
I just wanted what I wanted, and I didn't care. Mm. I wanted him at the time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So, does he actually leave? What do you mean?
So he left and he stayed with a family member for a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about it daily. Every day he had new questions. Mm-hmm. Every day he was calling me and, you know, trying to get more information about what had transpired over the year and a half, almost 2 years. And it was a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot of things that I had to break down and tell him. There was a pregnancy. He didn't know about, well, he knew about, but he didn't know that there was someone else involved. It was a lot.
You were pregnant by the other guy?
I think. And when I say I think, it's because I was having an affair. So I was with that guy and my husband at the same time. So I didn't know.
You terminated the pregnancy?
So I had to terminate the pregnancy because I just couldn't handle that.
I don't know.
I couldn't handle it. I didn't know what, I couldn't go through 9 months of torture like that.
And then the baby come and...
And I don't know who. Yeah. Yeah. It was hard. It was very, 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 very hard.
What did he say when you told him that you were pregnant?
He's like, so you were pregnant by him? You know, he had so many questions. And I had to explain to him, like, I don't know. You know, I was seeing him and being with you at the same time. I don't know. But at the time, financially, we weren't ready for another baby.
Mm-hmm.
And I was able to persuade him that this wasn't the right time.
Mm.
So my ex-husband, he knew about the pregnancy, but he didn't know that it may have involved someone else. I just persuaded him to, like, you know, this is not the right time. You know, I'm on birth control. There could be birth defects, you know, whatever. I shouldn't do this. Let's not do this. And he was so supportive. He's like, whatever you want to do.
This guy is just...
If I'm lying, child, I'm flying.
When you describe him, he just sounds like the ideal guy. What do you say to the women that are in search of a man like the one you had? Like, that
they
just...
don't make them like that no more.
Mm.
Period. And I stand on that 10 toes down till this day. And he's remarried happily. I love his wife. She's wonderful with my daughter. They're really great. But I stand on that 10 toes down. They don't make them like him anymore. So if a woman is ever that lucky to find someone remotely close, fight for that. You know, stay true to that.
If you could be with him today, would you?
No. I wouldn't.
And why is that? Too much damage?
Too much damage. And the truth is, I was unfulfilled in a lot of ways
in
that relationship. And I wasn't able to express it in the right way. So I was finding my identity through sex. Mm-hmm. I had this new body, and I was getting an identity through sex. It made me unfulfilled in my relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I was already unfulfilled. So, no, I wouldn't go back.
What do you say to the people that say, well, you know, you were unfulfilled in your relationship, but you still chose to be a cheater, right? Like, because sometimes people think that you being unfulfilled is an excuse to do what you were doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, to me, I don't think it was an excuse.
What should you have done?
I should have fought for my marriage. I should have read a book, said a prayer. I don't know, went to therapy. There were so many things that I should have did other than step out. But it had nothing to do with him. It had all to do with me and my selfishness. I wanted to fulfill self. I wasn't thinking about him at the time. I wasn't thinking about the baby at the time. I was thinking about me and my selfish needs.
Didn't
so I didn't care at the time.
Didn't that feel good,
though? It felt good at the time.
You know, by nature, we are just selfish, selfish creatures, right?
Yes.
That's why a baby just, it's not being cruel. It's just
selfish.
I'm selfish. That's who we are.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. I know.
Do you think this other guy, your boyfriend, quote unquote, we'll call him, do you think he was with other women?
Now looking back, at the time I didn't, but now looking back.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. At least one or two.
Yeah.
Yeah. For sure. For sure.
It's never just you.
It's never just me. And plus, I talked to people that were actually with him. We used to work together.
Right.
So I was able to connect with people after the fact that gave me more information and would just let me know, hey, yeah, I used to mess with him too. Like, okay.
People are telling you that they used to mess with him too.
Well, after it was all over with, all said and done, I came across a couple girls that mentioned it. They didn't know my story, but mentioned it to me. And I'm like, aha. Oh, really?
Makes sense.
Makes sense. Never even knowing that he and I were what we were, but just he was kind of like the work hoe. He had slept with at least four or five girls there, from what I heard, right? I wasn't there, but from what I heard, allegedly.
And he got you at the right time.
He got me at the right time, at my most vulnerable.
At what point did you realize you ruined one of the best things that happened to you? Because I know for a while I was just like, okay, the freedom, the freedom, the freedom. Mm-hmm. But then you realize, hold on, this dude ain't. I know that other, the boyfriend switched up on you completely.
Oh yeah, for sure.
What you mean you got time for me? Well, I ain't got time. I got a wife. I got a kid, all right? So this was fun when we were sneaking around.
Yep.
But don't think that, you know. So at what point did you sit there and realize, like, hold on, this is not what I thought it was.
When my ex-husband served me the divorce papers, that was when I realized I had effed up big time.
Why then?
Because it was real then. I never thought, because like I said, he worshiped the ground I walked on in a good way. You know, he was amazing for me. So I never thought he would actually go anywhere. I never thought he would actually leave.
What's the nature of your relationship now?
We're co-parents. We're great co-parents. Good friends. Like I said, he's married, remarried, and we're a family. We take care of my daughter. We keep her as the focus, and we don't really talk about that anymore.
A part of you must want him to be, like, cruel about it, right?
And that's the thing, right? So through him, I learned what true love really is, like true agape love, because after everything I did to him, he is still so kind to me. He could be such a monster co-parent. He could be such an asshole. I'm blessed.
Yeah, I'm just like, in your position, I would be like, curse me out. You know, like, tell me, like,
curse me
difficult.
Out something. Make that made me feel worse.
Yeah,
because the more and more information he got about my infidelity after it was all said and done, the more I wanted him to just, I felt horrible. And I wanted to be punished. And he just killed me. Literally killed me with kindness. If killed me with kindness was a person, it would be him. Till this day. Till this day, he's super respectful. Don't go there with me.
No.
But he don't fuck with me either. Right? If it ain't got nothing to do with my daughter,
hey,
it's a wrap. He's a sweet person. He's a good friend. We have our little birthday parties, Christmas, and that's it.
That's it.
It's a wrap.
Strictly business.
Strictly business. Very kind.
Who do you go back and tell that girl that shows up to the hotel room and says, you know what, we about to take this ride? What would you go back to her and say?
It ain't worth it. Don't do it. Don't do it, Miss Seeley. Don't do it. Run for your life. You'll regret it. That's what I would tell my old self.
What would she say back to you?
You're right, but I'll be back. You're right, but I just one more time. Just one more time. Yeah.
So you would say this is a regret?
Definitely a regret. I would say, you know how people always say, if I could go back and do all things over, I wouldn't change a thing because it makes me who I am as a person.
Everybody says that.
Amen. No, I don't feel that way. I feel totally opposite of that. If I can go back and change some things, I would. I would never want to hurt my best friend. You know, I hurt him. Mm. I would never have done some of the things I did if I knew then what I know now.
Mm.
Yeah.
If he cheated on you, how do you think you would have felt? How do you think you would have dealt with it? One, and two, did part of you just want him to have cheated on you too so that you could feel better about what you did?
No, because I'm selfish. I want my cake and eat it too. I want to cheat, but I don't want you to cheat on me. I would have lost it.
What?
I would have lost it if he had cheated on me. That's just how selfish I was. No, I want my cake and eat it too. You can't cheat, only me.
Problem?
Like, yeah.
Did this other guy spend money on you?
Not as much as he should have. And I'll leave it there. Not as much as he should have. Was it worth it? Hell no. He ain't pay a tuition, buy a book, a bag. Do I have a little Gucci bag to show, a little Louis Vuitton? No.
That's just sex.
I got a couple dinners and some really nice hotels. That's pretty much it. Maybe a gift here and there. Some flowers. Big whoop.
Nothing compared to what you had at home.
Nothing at remotely compared to what I had at home.
What do you tell the women that are sort of in the position that you were in, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the grass is just always greener on the other side. What would you tell those women that have at home and but are just bored and exhausted and mm-hmm. postpartum and yeah. tired, their bodies changed, their yeah. hormones, everything that you could think of,
mm-hmm.
exhausted in their relationship, you know, what would you tell that woman?
I would tell that woman, the grass is greener where you water it.
Mm.
You cannot expect, you gotta work. Relationships and marriages are hard work. When you feel that exhaustion, you gotta do something about it. You got to go to your husband, go to the counselor, go to your pastor, whoever, rabbi, I don't know. You got to fix it if it's worth being fixed.
Mm. I'm always referencing other things, mm-hmm. but it said marriage works. And when he said works, he said it works. Every morning, it gets up and works.
Mm-hmm.
In the afternoon, marriage works. You have mm-hmm. to work
gotta
for
work.
Your affection. You have to work for your partner. You have to work on parts of yourself. You have to work. So when people say works, they're thinking that, oh, marriage is something that works.
Yeah.
But it's no, marriage works because
marriage is work.
That's all it is.
That's all it is.
Straight up.
It is constant relationship between two forgivers. If you're willing to even do that.
If you're willing to even
if
do
you're
that.
Willing.
Wow.
It's hard. It's not easy becoming one.
No. Listen, in totality, you grow up one way, someone else grows up another way.
Yep.
Y'all come into one house and y'all say, okay, now all of our ideals and morals have to somewhat align.
Yep.
And we have to be this perfect one flesh,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds great.
Sounds good.
But, you know, I think a lot of people, they get marriage confused with romance, right?
Like
the wedding and the honeymoon and the pictures and the children and look at this and look at that.
Do it for the gram.
Doing it for the gram. And it's just like,
after that, you got to go home and actually really like that person. Like, actually, do you like them as a person? Mm-hmm. Do you like his character? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's hard.
Where are you now?
So now I relocated to a different state, me and my daughter, and 2 years ago, and I just started over. I'm dating. And it's different. It's difficult. You know, I got married.
It's trash.
Okay, it's trash. I said it's difficult. It's really trash. Yeah. It's definitely trash.
The streets.
It's trash. They say the dating pool has pee in it. I say it's straight sewage.
It's not even a pool.
It's sewer. Sewage. Seriously.
Oh my God.
I hate it for everybody that has to be out here dating. I don't recommend it. Zero stars. Not even a half.
And then you're bringing a child into the situation. You're bringing a divorce into the situation.
Yeah.
You're getting older. All of these things are factors that people are looking at when dating. So it's like, it's just blow after blow after blow.
Yeah.
And then you still gotta, because you still have that longing for love.
I still have that longing for love. And I still want to show my daughter a healthy relationship. She has a great relationship with her dad, but she understands that dad and I aren't together and we're family, but dad has his wife and one day mommy will have a new husband.
Right.
So she understands.
Right.
Yeah.
What do you think your karma is?
This dating pool with the sewage in it.
Right.
That's my karma.
Right.
That's what I feel like my karma is.
Watching him every day.
Not only that, I get to watch him with his new wife and his new life just flourish without me. He's doing so well. You know, he's doing great in his business. He's doing great in school. He's just amazing. He's a great guy. Mm. And I get to watch that from the back room. And it's hard. Sometimes it stings. Sometimes it still stings. But, you know, I'm happy for him and... You know, I love him as my family, and I want nothing but the best for him.
Do you think, I just have to ask, do you think men are the prize?
I mean...
What do you think about that topic when people always say, well, men are the prize, and they say, oh, no, women are the prize. What do you, if we could get your insight on, weighing on that.
I don't subscribe to that. I feel like if you meet somebody that's worth the fight, both of you are the prize. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't subscribe to that. I feel like if there are two people that love each other and want to be together and are willing to do the work, you both are the prize.
That is so true.
You know, I don't.
That is so true.
Yeah.
And I never hear married people or people in, like, happy relationships talking about that, those kind of things.
Yeah.
It's always...
It's a little one-sided, if you ask me.
Did you have a hoe phase growing up? Or did you?
No. My hoe phase was when Pandora's box opened during my marriage. Yes.
That was the whole phase. As crazy as it sounds, you were sort of, were you loyal to your side piece?
Put it this way. I would say no.
Yo,
and the reason
you had other flexes.
I had other flexes because my side piece didn't behave.
I'm fucking crying.
He did not behave. He didn't behave. What
there is no behavior in this situation.
No, he needed to be loyal to what we had going on. Besides his girlfriend and my husband, it's me and you and no one else.
Yo.
And so when he would go against that, so would I. You know, I would go out with other guys and maybe talk to other guys. Meanwhile, I'm still married, right? So that's a lot of times where the exhaustion came from, too. I was exhausted.
There's no honor amongst thieves.
No honor. None. None. I stand 10 toes down on that.
That's incredible how we, did you have sex with anyone else?
Yes, I did. Yeah. Unfortunately.
Consistent?
No.
Just
fling. You know, fling here. When he wasn't behaving. I didn't want anybody but him. But when he didn't behave, I needed that fix. And I don't mean that fix from sex.
Of course.
I mean the emotional, the attention. I just needed what I was missing from home. And because he wasn't complying at the time on that day, you know, whenever he felt like it, then I found it from other sources.
Mm-hmm.
I found my identity through sex with this new body. So, yeah, unfortunately, yes.
Do you still lose the weight when you go back in time?
Do I still do what?
Lose the weight, or do you stay the size that you were?
Because
it's like the catch-22 is like this new body that is obviously healthier and just does so much good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Also, in turn, turn to be like your worst enemy in a sense.
Yeah. Yes. It was like a gift and a curse.
Yeah.
I'll just say that. It was a gift and a curse. It brought me a lot of, I felt better physically, more agility, more energy, but it caused a lot of sorrow for me. It's almost like that person that wins the lottery, that never had money, was always struggling. They finally get the money and they act crazy. They don't know what to do. They spend it on this. They get hooked on drugs. They get involved in things they never would have gotten involved in if they hadn't had that money. It's kind of how it is when you lose a lot of weight.
Wow.
You don't know how to act, especially when you were always big.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So, yeah.
It's like, it's an age-old tale. It really is, you know?
It really is.
You got to sort of have it, lose it, then get it back. You know, right? I live by that.
Yeah.
I live by that.
Yeah.
To be successful is easy to me.
Yeah.
To be successful is easy.
Mm-hmm.
To be successful, lose it, and be successful again. I think those are the people that are successful.
Ooh.
Because once you fall, a lot of people don't make it back up that mountain.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hard. It really is.
What's something you want to leave us with? About your whole ordeal, about everything, if you could just capsulize it, you know?
I would just say, if you're in a relationship, if you're in a marriage, and it's worth the fight, try to step outside of yourself, outside of the selfishness, outside of your selfish wants and needs, and fight. Mm. Don't take the cowardly way out by cheating or, you know, whatever you might do to make yourself feel better.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, fight. For my married women that are bored, fight.
Mm-hmm.
Fight. If it's worth the fight, fight.
Mm-hmm.
You never win when you're sneaking around doing something. Never. It's never good for anybody.
No matter how much you try to say, well, it's going to be one time.
One more time, yeah. Yeah. I said that so many times.
How many times?
Like, I'm never doing this again. And then 2 weeks later, which room? What's the room number?
I'm coming.
I'm coming. And would do anything to get there. I didn't care, honey. I didn't care. I needed my fix. It became an addiction. So, I would just say, don't even get involved. It's too hard to get out once you open the box. It's hard to close. So, yeah. And know yourself before you're getting married. Know who you are as a person. Know who you want to be in the future. Because when you go in it clueless, who knows? I mean, two people get married, they go in their separate ways. They grow differently. You got to be able to hone that back in order to make it work. You know what I'm saying? So know who you are. I was young. I hadn't had a clue who I was. So, yeah.
And we're going to be on the lookout for your book, for all the gruesome details that I'm sure everybody's going to...
Yes, yes, yes. Mm. Got to be on the lookout. I'm working on some things.
Okay.
For sure.
I look forward to taking a read it. And I just want to, because I think you have a very important story for our culture, for our people, and all of us, you know?
Yeah, I agree. And I got a lot to say.
You got a lot to say, and it's also, it ain't over, you know?
Yeah,
it ain't
still
over.
In the middle of it.
Yeah.
Well, towards the end, you know, I've gotten out of the gory part of it, but I'm still in the thick of this. I'm a single mom. I'm trying to navigate that. That's new for me, you know? So it's a lot. It's a lot.
This is Trapping Anonymous. My name is Chris Styles. Let's get it.